This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandu. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, estimates that the hidden costs of businesses to conduct trade anywhere in the world are as much as 15% of the value of goods traded. That's a high cost to bear. A platform that can reduce costs and delays and improves trade facilitation will boost global incomes and could increase global GDP by almost $1 trillion. Global E-Trade Services, or GETS, aims to do exactly that. And with me today to explain further is Chong Kok Kiong, or KK for short. He's the CEO of GETS. KK, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's talk a bit about the inception of GETS. Who are you guys?
Okay, we are a young-old company, right? Officially, we were incorporated last year, February. However, our parent has been around for close to 30 years.
Mm.
Our parent, Crimson Logic, has been a very strong e-government player. In particular, the focus has been on trade facilitation. So over the globe, we have got projects and implementations across 20 countries, helping governments facilitate trade. Last year, what happened was the board decided that we need to focus more on this particular sector. And so, GETS came about.
Mm. What was the trigger point that realized, let's do something in this area, let's start a company like GETS in this ecosystem? What was it? Was it trading was becoming a huge thing? Was it the e-commerce boom? What was that trigger point?
I think it's a convergence of many trends. The e-commerce coming up, the rising trend of that. You have got this price sensitivity of customers, including governments all over the world. You have this whole trend of productizing services and solutions.
Mm.
All these converge, and for us, it means that we do not need to go about helping companies and governments by just one type of the business model, which in the past used to be a lot more turnkey systems integration. What we wanted was to offer our solution as a service, so a SaaS model, a software as a service model. And in this way, we hope that it can be more pervasive. It can really democratize the way these services can be used and can be consumed, you know, both by the businesses as well as by the government.
Mm. So for those who are listening who probably still, you know, might not be sure of what you guys actually do here, how would you describe, you know, the nature of your business? Who's like your nearest competitor, and like, you know, what are you doing in this in the space of trading?
I would want to say that we are one of our kind. Right. Essentially, we are a platform that enable companies to collaborate with their business partners by leveraging on a single platform that can help them manage the data and documents across varied and diverse systems.
Mm.
The end goal is to help them fulfill the customs compliance requirements across multiple countries and through one single window.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So if we were to think about it, I think the term single window, a single electronic window, is quite common. And it has been around for many years. However, this concept has always been rather country-specific. Right? It's a single window in a particular country helping the government to cut across various government agencies, bureaucracy or processes to facilitate, let's say, declaration compliance. Now, think about this concept on a more global basis, where a platform can help you meander and take care of all these headaches, not just within one country, but across multiple countries.
Mm.
So then you have GETS.
Right.
Yeah.
And how does it then bring the cost down? In that, you know, in my intro, we talked about, you know, it's a very high cost to bear, with, you know, nearly like 15% of the value of goods being traded goes down to hidden costs, right? So how is this possible? How is a platform like this able to push the cost down?
It makes customs compliance processes a lot more visible and transparent to users.
So it doesn't come as a shock.
Companies, exactly, right? It means that they can reuse the data. It avoids re-entry. And if you do not need to re-enter data, let's say you will reduce error.
Mm.
If you reduce error, you will avoid fines. If you avoid fines, you do not need to pay that much. And if your goods can clear fast, it means that you will cut down your finance costs, your warehousing costs, and all the related logistics costs. Every minute that your cargo is being stuck somewhere, in order to clear documentation, it is an additional cost you have to bear.
And at the end of it, you remove the human and you have no problems at all.
Yes. Okay, we will not totally remove the human, of course, but we make it easier for all the stakeholders along the value chain to focus on higher efficiency items and processes.
So the digital world is already now. It's been around for like a few years now. So how is trading between countries is like at the moment? Is it still very traditional?
I think it's a mix of both, right? At the end of the day, trading is a form of business that requires two or more parties to trust each other. So the human element will always be there. Nonetheless, we can always help the stakeholders to be more confident about the processes, about each other's credibility using technology. Providing more data, providing more visibility of the process, and helping them to assess perhaps more credible partners across the globe.
Has the boom of e-commerce brought on a lot more players in this field?
I can't put a number to it, right? But my take is that obviously it has. It has obviously created roles or processes that in the past might not exist. Currently, we will see more players going into, I would say, businesses that has very low asset requirements. In the past, we are just talking about logistics players.
Yeah.
Then we talk about 3PLs. Now we are talking about 4PLs. Who knows, there might be 5PLs.
So has this sort of then reduced the barriers of entry for players in the space and, you know, traders between countries then?
Generally, yes. I think e-commerce has truly reduced the barriers of trade.
And how crucial is it for companies to look beyond their own backyard and to look at, you know, ASEAN itself for trading?
I think that is something that is totally unavoidable. I mean, as we are speaking, more and more companies are already starting to do trade regionally and internationally. And we are not talking about the large companies. We are talking about SMEs. SMEs today realize that relying on domestic market is not enough.
And trading between ASEAN countries has a lot of complications involved, though, right?
Yes, exactly. And because of that, a platform like GETS would help. Right? The more complicated the environment, the more will be the demand or need for transparency, for data, I would say, efficiency in managing data, managing documents.
So the current trade methods, it seems to have, you know, very high hidden costs that is not, you know, transparent. So the program aims to sort of eliminate this hidden cost and makes it a bit more visible, so it's easier for a lot of people. Right?
I wouldn't really use the term hidden cost because it might have a certain negative connotation per se. It's more about the cost of undertaking this entire process can be made simpler, can be made more accessible and predictable. And because of that, costs can be reduced, productivity can improve, and it can essentially make the players be more effective in doing what they need to do.
All right. I'm speaking to Chong Kok Kyong. He's the CEO of GETS, and we'll be right back in just a moment. BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
And we're back, and my name is Jeff Sandu, and I'm speaking to Chong Kok Kyong. He's the CEO of GETS. Well, he wants me to call you KK. KK,
right?
For short. So KK, so, you know, the current, like we mentioned, you know, the current trading methods, you know, it's fairly complicated. It's a lot of processes, a lot of paperwork involved as well. GETS aims to, you know, help, especially for the SMEs who may not have the power or the capabilities of, you know, doing trading in ASEAN because it's just too complicated for them. This is where you come in. So what are some of the challenges in developing a platform like GETS? I'm sure, you know, every single country has their own sort of, you know, policies and framework and guidelines. How do you, you know, blend all this and put it into one platform where, you know, users like me can just do it in a single click?
I don't think it happens overnight. And like you have pointed out, you know, that it is going to be challenging, and it is challenging. What is on our side, what favors GETS, is that we are born from a parent that has got many years of experience in this trade sector. So the expertise of our team in understanding the trading requirements, understanding the customs processes, are key in helping us develop this platform that would be, I would say, user-friendly. What we really aim to do is not necessarily to help each and every of our users understand fully what exactly are required. What we aim to do is to make it easy for them. Right. What we aim to do is to let them do what they are generally used to, and we will take care of the mess.
And policy-wise, is there a lot of challenge when it comes to policies?
I think that's the area that's difficult for me to comment.
Oh.
I take it that I believe I represent more of what the businesses out there would want to look for or look forward to in terms of a service. I think, yeah, it's going to be a tough area for me to comment.
And what about talent? I'm sure, you know, talent is something as well that is, you know, it's a bit of a challenge when it comes to, you know, embedding something like this into an industry that's been around for a long time. How are you going about engineering? Because you are changing the game in some ways. How has it been in terms of the, you know, adopting something like this or understanding something like this? Do the players that you speak to get what you're trying to, you know, talk to them about?
If you talk to the right person, they will understand, right? As in most business, especially in a product category that is new. And I would consider what Gets is offering as a new product category out there. So it's very important that when we approach the market, when we approach a prospect, we speak to the right people in the organization. As for talent, I think that is an issue affecting not just my industry or my company. It is across the board. It's always about finding the right people with the right skill set and also the right aptitude, to in a sense help the company move forward, push the envelope, and really deliver the right value that we want. And for our company, as I've mentioned, because of the need for deep trade domain, certainly we need people with a lot more experiences. Yet, at the same time, we are a technology company. We always want to be doing things the new way, right? That will allow us to in a sense, leapfrog, that will allow us to be more accessible as a service platform to our users. So I would say that my organization has a good mix.
Right. And your partnership between, you know, the governments and also, you know, businesses who do this trading is obviously crucial. And with that, though, you've also announced Hive, which is the highly interconnected and vibrant e-trade, which is a trading platform for freight forwarders, the community of freight forwarders.
Yes.
Tell me about Hive and what made you decide that this is another avenue that, you know, is needing in this area.
Okay, let me explain a little about Hive first. Essentially, Hive is a community. It's a layer that is added on to the Gets platform.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gets platform is an engine that facilitates data, documents across parties for trade clearance, for trade documentation. So on top of that, we have layered on a community and partnership building feature that will allow stakeholders to really be able to reach out and access credible partners in a particular region or across the globe. We have started this initiative together with the ASEAN Freight Forwarders Association and some of its key members, such as the Singapore Logistics Association, the Federation of Forwarders Association of the Malaysia, the Indonesian Logistics Association, and the Thai International Freight Forwarders Association.
Wow.
So together, we thought that it's very important, especially in a region like ASEAN, where our economy is very much integrated or dependent on each other, that the freight forwarding community players have a platform to truly interact, interface, and partner, and also to prosper together in a sense. Because our value proposition to the rest of the world is the ability to move things very quickly and very fast within our region. And in this respect, freight forwarders play a very important role.
All right. Who's going to benefit a lot here from Hive? Is it more on the freight forwarders industry itself?
The Hive platform is very much centric and developed from the perspective of freight forwarders. Not so much the exporters or the shippers per se, or the carriers. It's really freight forwarder centric. Because at the end of the day, you need freight forwarders and logistics players, whether it's a direct 3PL, 4PL, what have you, to really be the gel of international trade.
And I also understand that users can search over 10,000 businesses from the ASEAN Federation of Forwarders Association, or AFA, using Hive's Partner Discovery Service. Tell me a bit about the Partner Discovery Service, because it utilizes social network to effectively connect with potential partners, because this is a key here. Connecting you know, one to the other, that is a huge thing. That's what every platform should do. So how does it sort of work here?
We... we took the approach of a social media platform. We wanted this to be a lot more alive. We wanted second, third, or new generation freight forwarding companies to be able to leverage on the platform that they feel comfortable using, that they are used to. Mm. It's no different from, let's say, using Facebook. But in this case, you're using it for the purpose of promoting your business. You're using it for the purpose of reaching out to find credible partners in the region.
Mm.
And one of the key, I would say, benefits to these freight forwarders is that in the past, they might need to spend quite a fair bit to identify a good pool or network of partners in the region. Because you have to fly, you have to have face-to-face, you have to have many, many sorts of sort of interactions to achieve that. But through this platform, to a large extent, the members on it are already pre-qualified or pre-credited.
Right.
Accredited. And mm-hmm. because of that, you should be comfortable to reach out across the platform, do work with partners in the region.
Mm-hmm.
And what is even more interesting is that going forward, we are also going to be introducing the concept and bringing on board regional and regional sort of communities of forwarders in other parts of the world.
Mm.
And one of the regions that we will be working rather quickly with is the Latin American region.
Right, yeah, because that's a huge market as well.
That's a huge market, and it's also a region that's so far away from ASEAN, and there is quite a fair bit, I would say, of barriers for these two regions to be interacting. It has been so for many years, and what we want is to bring them closer.
Mm. And if you if you do, you know, have the ability to connect them, that's, you know, another potential gold mine, basically.
Exactly.
Which kind of leads me to my question, you know, for the last question here. 2018 is just upon us. You know, a lot of companies now, you know, going to look into, you know, new areas that they can expand. What's the ambition of Gates here, and what's sort of like your message that you want to get across to people who run businesses, who do trading between countries, you know, whether it's in Singapore or Thailand or, you know, throughout ASEAN, what is some of the message you want to get across?
Be brave, get out of the country. You can do a lot more regionally and internationally, and GETS is really here to help you to make your trade more accessible, more predictable, and definitely more visible.
I've been speaking to Chong Kok Kiong. He's the CEO of GETS, and you've been listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.